Welcome back to Vikings Connected. My name's Erin Newberg alongside Ben Lieber. This is the show all about you, so stay connected using hashtag Vikings Connected on Facebook, Instagram, and of course on Twitter. Now, this week we're headed down to Tampa Bay. We really want a W. Ben?
We really need a W.
We really do.
Yeah.
We need a W on our side. How are we going to do it? What can the guys do to make sure they bring home a W?
Okay, so defensively, we're going to face two really big receivers in Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson, who I actually played with in San Diego, so I know a little bit of his game.
Oh, sure.
But we don't have really big corners. You know, Xavier's kind of a bigger corner, but he likes to get handsy at times, too. So these guys are going to test our young, kind of inexperienced secondary with their size. So we're going to have to kind of bow up against them
and
play tough
up,
all game.
Guys. Yeah. All right, stay tough. Two, attack Anthony Collins.
Yes, so he's their left tackle. And, you know, he's struggled a lot this year, giving up a lot of sacks, a lot of pressures. And their offensive line overall is kind of struggling. So we need to stay on the attack. Everson Griffin had a huge game last week, but obviously to the help of the other three guys that are around him. But they need to attack him specifically and
get to
the quarterback. All right,
guys. Number three, keep running the ball. They're doing that well.
So we are constructed to run the football, you know, with or without Adrian Peterson. The Buffalo Bills were the number one rush defense in the league last week, and we had 158 yards of those guys. And this young man right here had 103 against the number one defense. So we need to stick with that formula because it's working. There's some protection problems with our offensive line, but what they are doing really, really well is run blocking up front.
Good. Keep it up, guys. And last but not least, take some shots.
Yeah,
I
take
like
some
that
shots.
One.
So Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they have 9 sacks this year as a defense. That's very, very low. That's the bottom third of the NFL. So they're not getting pressure on the opposing quarterbacks. So that enables us to probably have some deeper drops, 5 to 7 step drops, allow our receivers now to get some separation down the football field. And Teddy was off just a little bit on some deep balls last week. So maybe he can connect on some deep shots this week.
So this is a game we can definitely win, right?
Absolutely. But at the same time, Tampa's looking at us like, that's a team we should beat as well. So it's going to be a good, fun battle. All right, the second nominee for the Golden Nacho. And this week it's all about, in case you missed it, news in the NFL. This week, it's going to be about Darnell Dockett, who plays for the Arizona Cardinals. They're at Oakland, playing the Oakland Raiders. And we all know that Oakland Raider fans can be pretty unruly.
Yeah, we talked about that.
So Darnell Dockett's been an injured player now, one of the better players in the NFL. And I'm sure he had just about enough from one particular fan. So on a grease board, he writes, hey, you can say anything you want to say to me, but you have the worst team in the NFL. Y'all are 0-6.
Smiley face.
Like, hey, I'm punching you, but I'm doing it with a grin.
Right. Like, if I'm going to sit here and you're going to be talking at me, I'm going to talk right back.
Right. And everybody else is having fun with it, too.
Yep.
You know, you got kind of a side guy here working. He's finding the enjoyment in it. A guy over here working as well. So I'm hoping that the Oakland Raider fans see some light in it.
I do, too.
That
you can't take yourself that seriously.
I know. And he is stating facts.
Exactly.
They are 0-6. Cordarrelle Patterson returns for his weekly appearance on Vikings Connected. This time, he lets us tag along for his regular radio appearance with the voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, where there's never a dull moment.
Please get that on camera.